of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, almost everything I'ma do like the American Mamma Mia, except in a business. Everywhere things are good, people are buying bonds, everybody's a working, the business is better than ever, is a prosperity all over. Then you look into my cash register and you see big depression. Yeah, Mamma Mia, with everybody, business is a turnover. With me, it's a lay down like a rock. But worst of all, Mamma Mia, I'm owed plenty rent to my landlord, Pasquale. And now he's making fun of me. He's sending me bills in little poems. This morning, he's sending me one as a read. Dear Luigi, your rent is due. You ain't got it till 1952. And then this afternoon he's sent another one. If you don't pay your rent and I'm not gonna buy wine, I'm gonna send you back on a slow boat to China. I remember before he used to say to me, it's all right, Luigi, take your time. And I'm took. But now I'm getting afraid. I think I better go in his store and have a little talk with him.
Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa, did Luigi? Oh, put down that ice cream cone. You always want to weigh 250 pounds?
Oh, Papa, I don't weigh 250 pounds anymore.
You don't? That's wonderful. How much you weigh now?
256.
The wonder, always with that ice cream and the hot weather.
Oh, don't worry, Poppy. Don't show on me.
Nothing will show on you except the baby another head. I said put down that ice cream.
But, Poppy, it ain't fattening.
It ain't the skinnying either. Look, did Luigi come in the store today to ask about his rent?
No.
Thought by this time he'd be busted in here with that little pop speaker voice hollering, Pasquale, give me one more chance.
Hey, Pasquale, give me one more chance, sir, huh? Hey, what's the matter? Why are you looking at me like this?
You keep quiet. Well, what's on your mind, little banana nose?
Well, Pasquale, these are letters, these are poems that you sent me.
Oh, you mean about the rent for May?
Uh-huh.
And before that, April, and don't forget a March.
And a February and a January.
There's the one thing about you, Luigi, you're very prompt. There comes the first of every month, you don't pay on a time.
Yeah, but Pasquale, you forget I paid you last December.
Yeah, I remember. I was buying a Christmas present, 1 month's rent. Luigi, let's face it, you no businessman. I'm never going to get my rent, and I got to do something drastic.
Well, don't do that, Pasquale. Please, have a little patience. I'm going to pay you.
With the what? That the Marshall Plan helps out of countries and not cabbage pussies. Rosa, go in the kitchen.
All right, Papa.
I thought I told you to get rid of that ice cream cone.
I am, Papa. I'm finishing it as fast as I can.
Oh, Luigi, now that we alone.
Here, but Pasquale, please. If you got any ideas, I'm promise you I'm gonna do everything I can to sell him more antiques.
Oh, stop with that talk. What are you gonna do? Call up Paul Revere, ask if he wants to buy back his horse? I've been thinking, Luigi. This ain't in the neighborhood for antiques. Lots of people pass that store every day, see? So I've got a way for you to pay off your rent and still keep you next door in case you ever change your mind about a Rosa.
Well, Pasquale, what's your idea?
I'm gonna rent out the front half of your antique shop.
You gonna rent out the front half of the antique shop?
Yes, yeah, so just for the summer.
Yeah, but what are they gonna sell there?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs? Oh, no, Pasquale, you're joking.
Yeah, then why ain't you laughing? I'm just going to knock out the front half and set up an open counter for the passive trade.
Mamma mia.
What are you so afraid of? It's a good thing I'm doing this.
A good thing?
Sure. Thomas and Jefferson and the others, if they dying to get in the back of the store, they're getting too much of a sunburn in your window. And believe me, when Washington and the other fellas in the boat get a smell of them hot dogs, they're going to knock off a road and go to lunch.
No, Pasquale, you can't talk like this. You can't do this to me.
Oh, no? Hey, Jerry, will you stop your dinner a minute to come over here?
Hot dogs in an antique shop.
You call me Pasquale?
Yeah, Jerry. I meet the Luigi, a fellow who's going to be selling antiques in back of your hot dog store. This is tough.
Oh, hi, Luigi. Hey, we're going to make a great combination, kid. You with the antiques and me with a 20-year-old mustard. Ha, 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 ha. Eat it and beat it.
Eat it and beat it up. No, Pasquale. Nobody's going to buy my antiques from a hot dog store.
Oh, now don't say that, Luigi. Maybe we can work together, partner. With every hot dog, we give away free one spinning wheel. There you are. Get your red hot hot dogs. Nice hot hot dogs, just like Betsy Ross used to make.
No. I'm not your partner and you crazy.
Hey, what seat?
You hot the dogs. That's what kind of goodbye.
Our guest was remarkable.
Quiet, please. Settle down, please. I'll call the roll. Tabasco?
Here.
Harwick?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
Mr. Schultz?
Columbus 1492, the Pilgrim 1620, Revolutionary War 1789.
Mr. Schultz.
No, don't shop me, Miss Spalding. I want to give you all the right answers before I forget them. I'm smiling.
Mr. Schultz, I don't know why you quoted those dates. Today's lesson was in English, not in history.
But today I got smart for nothing.
Well, let's get on. I assigned you the lesson on punctuation marks. Yes, Mr. Basco? Is your hand raised?
Yes, Miss Spalding. Hi, Miss Spalding, you think it's right to sell hot dogs in antique shops?
Well, Mr. Basco, whatever it is, please save your personal problems till after class. Okay. Now, gentlemen, getting back to our English lesson. Who can tell us the difference between a comma and a semicolon? Mr. Horowitz?
Well, a comma is like a little fish hook, and a semicolon is like a little fish hook with a worm on top.
Well, I'll accept that.
Good. Olsen brings a tackle and we'll all go fishing.
Oh, please. Now, tell us about the uses of the comma and semicolon. Suppose you give us an example to illustrate.
With pleasure. John, Henry, Jack, and Joe went to the movies.
And where are the commas?
Between John and Henry and Jack and Joe.
Ooh, is he splitting up that family?
No, not quite, Mr. Horowitz. Mr. Schultz, what would you put between Jack and Joe?
In the movies? Two pretty girls.
No.
Bag of popcorn?
No. Mr. Basco, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking the movies would be all right to hot dogs, but they're never in an antique shop.
Mr. Basco, can't you get your mind on your work?
No, Miss Spalding, it's impossible to get my mind on the work because I'm starting to think of what a Pasquale wants to do. That's the worst thing can happen to me.
Well, Luigi, why do you stand for it?
Because, Horowitz, I don't know what to do.
Well, now, sometimes a misfortune can be a blessing in disguise. Now, if Pasquale goes through with this plan, it just might help your future.
Yeah, but... how is it going to help in my future, husband?
Well, Luigi, you might be fortunate and find a more suitable store.
You know there's something to that, Mr. Basco.
Yeah, but I'm even a kind of pedant for this one.
Aha! You just hit the nail on the head. You think Pasquale would ever stand on someone else, but it stands on you?
That's right. He'll always keep you around so long as there's a chance you'll marry his daughter. He's just putting the squeeze on you again with Rose.
Yeah, and that some squeeze. Luigi, don't worry. Just go back and tell him. Pasquale, pick between me and the hot dog. About a first, you baby, you better fatten up a little. He'll pick and you'll still look like a hot dog. Smile.
You really have nothing to lose, Livy.
Positive, you'll have to back down.
I would think so, Mr. Basco. Just be firm.
All right, just to be firm, huh? All right, I'm gonna tell him. Hey, but friends, what if Pasquale says, you go, Luigi, and the hot dogs stay, then what?
Ach, that's impossible, Luigi. As long as Pasquale has got a fat dog, and as long as you are single, not one hot dog is gonna snuggle in a bun this summer.
Hey, Pasquale. Right now, Pasquale, quick. You gotta choose between me and the hot dogs.
That's easy. I pick the hot dogs.
Well, I'm going to talk to you, Willie, because... Huh? Pasquale, you said it, the hot dogs.
I didn't say ex-Xavier Cugat.
Pasquale, you better listen to me because I'm not making no joke. If you want to sell the hot dogs in the antique shop, I'm packing up and leaving. I'm leaving you and Russia.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Yes, one goodbye for me and one for Russia. Now goodbye, I said it for both of us together, goodbye.
Pasquale, I'm not gonna say goodbye to you.
Too bad.
I'm not even gonna say good.
I don't care if you don't even say good.
I know you don't mean it, so I'm gonna give you another chance.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
All right. One more chance.
Oh, stop standing there begging like a slot machine. Goodbye, good riddance, and don't ever bother me again.
I'm a wonder if he means it.
Before we return to life with Luigi, I'd like to mention the extra enjoyment Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum can give you now that the weather is getting warmer. When you're active out in the sun or working hard indoors, there are times when your mouth and throat get dry. Well, just slip a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth, start in chewing, and see what a difference it makes. That lively, full-bodied spearmint flavor cools your mouth right away. And the pleasant chewing helps keep your throat moist and refreshed. Yes, chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum really gives you a little lift and helps you keep going at your best. It sweetens your breath, too. So keep a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. It's a refreshing treat that's easy to carry with you and enjoy at any time. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'ma find out soon enough that Pasquale is really menacing. He wants I'ma sure to get out, so he's gonna open up a hot dog place here. He's put a note under my door this morning, and there was another Pasquale poem, and he's read, if you ain't out by 3:30, I'ma spray the place to with a DDT. So, Mama Mia, is there nothing left for me to do? So I'm going to pack up all of my clothes. I'm going to take everything from all the shelves. I'm going to put everything out of all of the places I'm going to get. I'll put everything else I'm on in the world. And this is taking me 5 minutes. But where am I going now? What am I going to do? I'm going to know. Oh, wait, Mamma Mia, is there somebody coming in?
Luigi, my fellow boober. Tell me, what happened? Your face looked so white. What did you get? A moon bird?
No, no, sure, sir. Pasquale's picked the hot dogs and I'm going to go.
Ach, well, smile, Luigi. Like we say in the delicatessen business, every knock is a verse.
Yeah, but for me, it's too bad, sure, because when I'm going to walk out of the store, what am I going to do? Where am I going to, how am I going to make my living?
Well, it is tough with you, Luigi. You are too old for the army and you're too young for social security. Listen, Luigi, it's partly my fault what has happened. So I gave you the wrong advice. I'm going to help you get a job.
A job? No. I'm going to remember what's happening when I'm took that job in a factory.
Yeah, yeah. The 12 o'clock whistle blew and you yelled out, everybody should hide at the air raid.
Yeah, and then the time I'm working a gas station and somebody's asking for ethylene, and I'm saying that she's a no worker here. That's no good neither, because Schultz, I'm only good for antique shop. For anything else, I'm got a two left hand.
Two left hand? Himmel, you'd make a wonderful first baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. My Luigi, don't give up. We're gonna look in the newspapers and find them.
All right, it's just, I'm hoping, sir.
Here's something right here. Oh. Wanted, $75 to start. Oh. Pleasant working conditions of this big executive in his work.
Oh, that's a good issue,
yeah, sir. Oh, no, wait, here's a catch. Oh. You gotta be a young, attractive girl. I better look under the mail section.
Hmm? All right.
Yeah, but I'm gonna call off some jobs, Luigi, and you stop me when it sounds in the house.
All right.
Yeah, well. Mill machinist, a drill press operator, tool grinder, a hydraulic installer, jig and fixture builder, a metal fitter, punch press operator. Ach, Luigi, why couldn't you be a young, attractive girl?
I don't know, but...
No, wait, here's something. Soda jerk, wonderful ice cream parlor. No experience necessary. That's it, Luigi. You are a soda jerk.
Yeah, but it's sure someone never started a jerking in my life.
Luigi, jerking soda, that's only the beginning with your business sense. I see great things for you.
But the what is yours?
Well, you know how drugstores hook in soda fountains.
Yeah.
After you own your own soda fountain, you can take in a line of toothbrushes, and then you'll have a drugstore.
Yeah, but it's just toothbrush in a But it's just you think it could happen.
Why not, Luigi? Toothbrushes and ice cream. You'll make a fortune. Timber, how wonderful. People will brush their teeth with ammoniated pistachio. You're going to be so rich, you're going to spend your winters in a fine hotel in Las Vegas. And your summers in the same hotel.
Huh?
Your springs in the same hotel.
And then what, Schultz, I'm never going to travel,
though? Sure you're going to travel. You're going to be so rich you can take that hotel along with you.
Oh.
That's my Luigi. Sure, everything is going to turn out fine.
Oh, Schultz, thank you. You know, this is so wonderful to be like you, Schultz. You always have.
Well, that's my motto, Luigi. Yeah, I'd walk a mile for a smile. Now, you go get this ice cream job and... Luigi, remember, be like me, huh?
I like
always you. Happy, always laughing. No! My rheumatism is killing me.
Hey, mister!
Oh, yes, Sonny. You want a nice ice cream cone, maybe, huh?
Give me a chocolate sundae.
All right, you come back in 5 days. Today's only Tuesday.
I want a chocolate sundae. Today, not Sunday.
Please, little boy. You're mixing me all up, please.
What's the trouble, Vasco?
Well, boss, you see, he's only a little boy, and he don't understand a good English yet.
I want a chocolate sundae with chocolate syrup.
Oh, right, kid. One black bottom.
One what? Two black the bottom?
Sure. That's a chocolate sundae.
Mamma mia, it's the one a dictionary I'm a forgot to buy. Sort of dictionary.
No, don't worry, Vasco. You'll catch on fast. Just call those orders into Charlie nice and loud. Here's some of the lingo.
Lingo? What's that mean?
Now, look. If somebody orders a soda, you say fizz water.
Well, what's the matter with a soda? Somebody's got a something against that, the word?
No. It's just how we say. If somebody wants an ice cream cone with 2 scoops, that's a double-decker black stick. Artificial flavor and fug juice, root beer's called 55. Chocolate ice cream's chalk, vanilla's van, 4 scoops ice cream's 4 in a boat. Any question?
Well, yeah, about a 2 dozen. Mamma mia, English language is a go crazy when you put in some ice cream. All right, yes, sir, coming up, sir.
Basco, keep it up, you're doing fine.
Thinking nothing of it, bud. Now, what are you going to have?
How's about a chocolate soda?
Oh, sure. 1 bag of juice of brown up in a sec.
Luigi, how are you doing?
I'm the beer, monsieur.
I'm the beer. What are you, a soda jerk or a radar specialist?
No, sure. You got to get the hep. That's the lingo.
A glass of milk, please.
What's it, doctor?
Glass of milk.
All right, sir. Wheels of the car. Smaller glass of bud?
No, large.
Rich without the cow.
Himmels, that's talk. Even I'm for Schimmels.
Well, tell me, Luigi, I gave Pasquale the address of this place. Was he down here yet?
No, Schultz, I'm expecting him, but he's not coming.
Hey, look. Here he comes now.
Oh, yeah.
Now put it on a big act. Act very independent.
Independent, yes. Yes.
Pardon me. It's very hot outside. I'm liking some refreshment.
Oh, of course, yes, sir.
Come closer, my boy. You look like somebody I know. Pumpkin seed eyes, if they remind me of somebody, but the melon head is a little different.
Well, all right, Jack, I'm busy. What is it?
Look who's getting up with the puppet. All right, give me a chocolate and malted milk.
Okay. 1 black and a white.
Now, put some eggs in.
Break it and shake it.
Wait a minute, what's this to break? Come on, Luigi, I know you. What's this to double it off?
Well, you thought I wouldn't be good for nothing else, so you threw me out. Well, you're all wrong. I'm going to wait on a simple customer first, Billy. Wait. Yes, sir? Is it something for you and you got it?
I have a banana split.
Want a house about that? And are you please?
Oh, I'll have 3 flavors of ice cream with nuts, crushed fruit, whipped cream, and plenty of nice red cherry.
Had a call. Pasquale, how you like it the way I'm working out of here, huh?
So you think you're rubbing it in me, huh? Well, Luigi, just a few information. I had the contract to make up a plan to restart the build next week.
What do you... Are you going through with everything?
That's right. It's a free country. I'm not going to stop you from taking this job. But it's also a free country, and I'm going to change the antique shop to a hot dog stand. Goodbye. Here's the money. You can eat in my malted milk. I hope you eat so many you get a fat in the butt.
I heard everything, Luigi. Oh, how you got that spaghetti salesman mad.
Yeah, but it's what's the use? He's never going to let me back now.
Ach, though what? You got it a good job. Yeah. Ach, your little Wiener Schnitzel, your heart ain't really... ain't really with the bug juice and the houseboat. Huh?
No, sure.
Well, all right, Luigi. I got one more idea in my head. Pasquale gave it to me when he said you should eat till you bust.
So, do you mean you want I should bust?
No, but I know a certain other party who will. And Luigi, smile. I guarantee you're going to get back your antique shop or my name ain't Shay. I mean, Schultz. Ah, you got me talking like a jerk now.
I'll have a glass of Mission Orange.
All right, yes, sir. Where's the Capistrano?
Hello, Mr. Top of the Talk.
Oh, Pasquale, you're back again after the third time this week. You want to kick me out? Why are you keep coming back?
Luigi, for myself, I'm happy to get rid of you, and I got the contract to start this afternoon.
What? This afternoon?
Excuse me. Basco, make up another 3 houseboats for that party in the booth back there. Hmm?
Okay, Buster. Not a trip in any split.
And you see, Luigi, with a Rosa, it's a different. She don't stay around the store anymore. She goes away for long afternoons. And with all the worrying, she's already gained the 10 pounds in 1 week.
Oh, that's just too bad.
Basco, that party said as soon as you're through with the 3 houseboats, get some morons to lights ready.
Mamma mia, how that the party can eat?
Luigi, what kind of a customer you got here? Every time I come in, they eat like a pair of horses. Who can afford so much?
Yeah, but that's their privilege, Pasquale. And a customer, did you say moron to the light?
That's right. But first, we do shake.
Rosa, that's you that's eating like a pair of pigs.
That's right, Papa. You know how I love ice cream.
So, you gain the weight not from sadness, but from soda. Where you get all the money to buy?
Luigi promised he's going to pay for all the ice cream I can eat.
No, Luigi, if she keeps this up, she's going to weigh 400 pounds or so. She's going to bust.
Well, so what? For her, is it going to be happy explosion? Come on, Rosa, here's your 3 milkshakes. This is a free country. Nobody can stop you.
Oh, goody.
Luigi, listen, stop that. I'd do anything. I'd take you back, but stop that.
Oh, no, Pasquale. I'm making a good money here.
Luigi, money ain't everything.
Well, if money ain't everything, you're throwing me out. And why are you throwing me out and put it in a hot dog stand?
Oh, don't listen to me. I'm a big liar.
Well, then, Pasquale, you forget the hot dog stand and take me back in?
Anything, Luigi. Please come back.
Well, I don't. All right, Pasquale.
Welcome home, my son.
Is it good to come home, Papa?
Hey, how about a chocolate molar milk with an egg?
All right, chocolate molar with chocolate molar milk with one egg.
What?
You heard to me, boss. It's chocolate and mustard milk with one egg. I'm a tired of you double the talk, and I'm a quitting a goodbye. Well, mamma mia, I'm back in my antique shop, and there's going to be no hot dogs sold here this summer, and everybody's happy, especially Rosa. 10 pounds a happy. Well, mamma mia, I'm learning the whole Latin at ice cream parlor. Whole different language is called the lingo. And when I'm come back to Pasquale's story, he's wanted to learn it too. So he's said to me.
Hey, Luigi, if you was still working there, that order for chocolate and malted milk with an egg to come in, how would you say it?
Chocolate and malted milk with one egg?
Uh-huh.
Well, Pasquale, is it like this? When the milk is twisted, the chocolate, and I'm making a cackle. So good night, to Mamma Mia. Sleep for good. You know I'm always thinking of you. Your loving a son, Luigi Bass, the little Emma.
Carol Nash has starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Balding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Oak. Music is directed by Lud Gluck. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.